Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of 20th March 2004. There isn't concentration and determination in your thoughts. The majority of, that is about 90% of you children, have very good thoughts. Bab Dada also thinks that today, this children's thoughts are very good and there will be progress. But they are reduced by 50% when it comes to words. And reduced by 75% when they are put into actions. They become mixed. What is the reason for this? There isn't concentration and determination in your thoughts. When there is a concentration in your thoughts, concentration is the means of success. Determination is the means of success. There is a difference in that. What was the reason? Bab Dada only sees one thing in the result. You look at others a lot. All of you show this. That when you point a finger at someone, four fingers are pointing back towards yourself. So, you don't see the four fingers, but you see the one a lot. Therefore, there has to be determination and concentration. There is fluctuation in the unity. If this one does it, then I will do it. Those who take the initiative become Arjuna. You become the second number in this. Otherwise, change your slogan. Instead of world transformation through self-transformation, let it be self-transformation through world transformation. Self-transformation through world transformation of others. So, should we change the slogan? Should we change it? Should we not change it? Bab Dada is also putting one condition. Do you agree to this? Should Baba tell you this? Bab Dada will see the result in 6 months and will then come. Otherwise, he will not come. When the father has said Haji, children too should say Haji, no matter what happens. Bab Dada says, for self-transformation you have to die to the consciousness of the limited I. Die to the consciousness of I, not die physically. You don't have to die physically, but die to the consciousness of I. I am right. I am this. Am I less? I am everything. Die to this consciousness of I. You have to die too. So this death is very sweet death. This is a very sweet death. This is not dying, but it is living with the fortune of the kingdom for 21 births. Do you agree? Teachers, do you agree? So this is the Murli of 2004. Baba is talking about concentration. Baba is talking about determination, and Baba has given one statistics here. What is that statistics? 70%, 90% you have a good thoughts, but when it comes to words, it becomes 50%, and when it is translated into action, it is 75. And reduce even by 75% means only 25% comes into action. Okay? This becomes mixed. Why? Because you don't have concentration and you don't have determination. When there is a concentration, success is guaranteed. When there is a determination, success has to come hands down. So there is a difference. And what is the reason? One thing is the result. You look at others a lot. You look at others a lot. So Baba is saying there has to be determination, and Baba has given an example. When you point your finger at others, four fingers are pointing towards, three or four. When you point finger at others, Baba is saying four fingers are pointing at you.
You can't do like that.
Achha, like this?
No, all five fingers towards.
So, when you point finger at others, Baba is saying four fingers are pointing towards you. Make thumb like this. Like that. So, like this. So, four fingers are pointing to you, it's towards you. So, there is a lack of determination, there is lack of concentration. If this one does this, then I will do it. So, Baba is saying that what you do is you are looking at others. You are seeing others. You have to become He Arjun. He Arjun means the one who takes the initiative. So that you are lacking. What is your slogan? Your slogan is, you have to transform the world through self-transformation. Baba says that if you don't do this, we need to change the slogan otherwise. You transform the world and then you transform the self. Bab Dada will see the result in 6 months. See what Baba has said. Baba will see the result in 6 months, and if you don't do this in 6 months, Baba says, he will not come. If you don't do this in 6 months, you have to do this in 6 months. If you fail to do this in 6 months, he is not going to come. When the father has said, haan ji, children should say, haan ji. No matter what happens, Bab Dada says, for self transformation, you have to die to the consciousness of limited I. Die to the consciousness of I. Not die physically. You don't have to die physically, but die to the consciousness of I. I am right. I am this. Am I less? I am everything. Die to this consciousness of I. You have to die too. So this death is very sweet death. So there are two I. One is a small I. And there is a big I. Spirituality is the journey from this small I to this capital I. This small I is a limited I. This small I is a very small I. This small I makes you think about yourself. This small I makes you fall in love with yourself. This small I makes you think of what is beneficial to you alone. This small I is just gives you narcissistic personality. Narcissist. There was a person in Greek mythology. That's why the word narcissism has come. This man had seen his image in the lake and he falls in love with his own image. He is so much in love with his own image. He falls in love with his own beauty, his own body. So he spends all his time looking at his own image. Narcissism, it is known as. His name was Narcissus. And one day, he jumps into that well, into that lake, and he is drowned and he dies. That's why in psychology, in psychiatry, the word is narcissist personality. Those who have lot of self-love, those who are egotistic, egoistic. There are two words, egotist, egoist. Egoistic personality, egotistic personality, both mean the same, though little difference. So, this is what is small I, and this is a bigger I. There are two ways to become Nirankari, to become humble. In spirituality they teach two ways. One is positive, another is negative. If you want to become humble, if you want to become Nirankari, if you want to become egoless, if you want to become a personality who is unassuming, so there are positive way and negative way. Negative way is to say that I am not this, I am not this, I am not, 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 not. I am not very great, I am very small. I am not this, I am very small. This is one of the ways to become humble, they say. This is a negative way. Nishedhatmak it is known as. But there is one more vidhayak, there is one more optimistic, there is one more positive way. That's also one of the ways to become Nirankari. And that way is, you expand your eye to this level. The whole world is mine. The whole world is mine. So, that is also one of the ways to become egoless. One of the ways, as we are told, and as we always practice, ki, I'm not that. That is a negative way, in fact. That is one of the ways to become humble. But there is a one more way. Even when you expand that ego to a very higher level, that time also you become selfless or egoless. So these are the two ways. Now here Baba is talking, is telling us, when you think, you have a very good thoughts, 90%, powerful. When they come in words, they become 50%. When they translate into action, they are just 25%. Most of the things are evaporated. By the time your thoughts are translated into action, so all spirituality is about translating those elevated thoughts into actions. Though your thoughts are elevated, but your actions are not elevated. Your thoughts, actions and words are disoriented. They are not in conformation. They are not in alignment. They are running in three different directions. Thoughts are going in one direction, words are going in one direction, and actions are going haywire somewhere, uncontrolled. The frenzied state of all the three things is the state of unconsciousness. Spirituality passes through unconsciousness to consciousness. So this state, where all the three things are not in alignment, is the state of unconsciousness, is the state of delirium, drowsiness, spiritual delirium. You have to wake up from this delirium and come to the state of consciousness. And when you come to the state of consciousness, you are aware of the things. So, the reason for this, in this Murli Baba said, you don't have determination and you don't have concentration. Baba has given even the reason for this. The reason for not to have determination and not to have concentration is that you start looking at others. What others are doing, what others have done. What time they get up, what time they do yoga, how they do their work. They talk so well, but in actions they are not so good. But who has made you judge? Who has made you judge? Who has told you to judge this? Recently in one of the blessings, day before yesterday, Baba has talked about court. Whether you have to become judge or whether you have to become a lawyer. Who are you? You defend for yourself that I am right. But you judge others that they should not do like this. Who are you to judge them? Judge not and ye shall not be judged. In Bible it is written, don't judge and you will not be judged. If you judge, if you start judging everybody, people will start judging you one day. Who has made you to sit at the helm of power to judge others? It's none of your business. Everybody's part is there in this drama. They are doing their part. Let them do. We have not to get involved in their part. We have not to become judgmental. Dr. Hina had taken a class on 21 types of anger. Anger management. There were 21 types of anger. In that 21 types, one of the types was judgmental anger. Judgmental anger is, you start judging people. Who is right and who is not. And when you find that somebody is unrighteous, when you find that somebody has done something wrong, somebody has gone amiss, you start judging that person. That is also a form of anger. That is known as judgmental anger. So you don't have to become judgmental. See, in a house, in a family, suppose somebody has got psychological problem, he usually doesn't go, that child doesn't go to his parents. He doesn't reveal himself to his parents. But yes, he goes and reveals everything in front of counselor. Why? Because one of the qualities in the counselor is most of the counselor are non-judgmental. They don't judge you. Their judgment is unprejudiced, unbiased. While your judgment is always prejudiced. If suppose somebody comes to me, I will say, I know you. This is your sanskar. This is going to happen. That is why we judge others immediately. There should be buffer. There should be buffer between them and us. There should be some space, some buffer, so that we don't judge others. Let me judge myself. Let me think of my own failings, my own faults, my own imperfections, where I have gone wrong, where I have committed what blunder, rather than zero in on others' fault, failures, imperfections. That's none of our business. So, being non-judgmental. Compassionate listening is a good thing, that we become compassionate and we listen to others. But, you are not judgmental. So, you don't have to judge anybody for that matter. Because even by listening, sometimes we judge. So, your listening also should be full of compassion. So here Baba is telling, third point, fourth point, he is now coming to self-transformation and world transformation. Sufi Saint Farid, he has written that in my childhood, I used to think that I have to change the whole world. I strived hard to change this world. I spent my entire childhood in changing this world. I wanted to change this world because I couldn't see unrighteousness in this world. I couldn't see the moral depravity in this world. I couldn't see the things things are happening, people are behaving. They are absolutely, absolutely off the tangent. I wanted to set this world right. That's what he's thinking. And he said that I was quite aggressive and quite passionate about this one particular thing. But then I realized, I cannot change this world. So I decided in my youth to change at least my family. And I spent my entire youth in changing my family. I tried to change because I know them. That's why I thought they will change. They will listen to me. They will understand what I am telling them. But again I was wrong. Again I was wrong. Now in my old age, I have come to a very good conclusion. But it's too late now. It's too late. Death is standing at my door. I can leave this body, this moment, that moment. I don't know. And now I understand that I can change only one person in this world. And that precious one is I myself. I cannot change even anybody who stays with me whole life. I cannot change. Let me change myself. Now I repent. Had I done this in my childhood, probably, perhaps, perchance, I would have changed the world. But now I die with this desire in my heart that I have not done what I should have done. And that missing thing was self-transformation. So everything starts with the self. Let me change myself. This alchemy. We have said one of the names for God is alchemist. Alchemist means transformer. The one who transforms. Let me become master alchemist. Paulo Coelho has written a book, The Alchemist. Many beautiful things are written in that. So, the journey of world transformation starts with journey of self-transformation. That is one. And last point, Baba said about dying alive. Living death. And this death is a sweet death. This is not a corporal death. This is not a physical death. Baba is not talking about that. Death means things are there, but you are dead to them. All the worldly frivolities, all the worldly attractions are there, but you remain detached. Nothing attracts you, nothing pulls you. That is the state of real sannyasa. What sannyasa people did, they went off to the jungle and they got attached to things there. That is not the real sannyasa. That is not the need of the hour. Need is to stay in the world and detach. To stay in the world and untouched. To stay in the world like a lotus. To stay in the body even non-attached to this body. To stay in the body yet remain free. As if I am Jivan Mukta. Here, now. Not in Satyug. Here and now. The experience of this stage of liberation in life, here and now, in this body, whilst living, the experience of complete mukti while staying here, the experience of complete deliverance, the experience of beatitude, the experience of satori in the words of Zen, the experience of kensho in the words of Zen, the experience of nirvana in the words of Buddhism, the experience of kevala gyan as per Zen religion, the experience of moksha even now whilst you are here. These are the stages of enlightenment in different religions. To experience all of those stages of consciousness, higher stages of consciousness whilst here is to die alive. As if then you choose your death when the actual death will come. When the actual death will come, people all of the world, if you look around, Baba has used the word akale, untimely death. 99.9% people die untimely. 99.9% of the worldly people, all in this Kali Yuga, people die, people have untimely death. Sometimes before their time of death, sometimes even after their time, even that is untimely. Suppose somebody is dying at a very late age, that is also untimely death. We have one concept about untimely death, to die young. That is not just untimely. Untimely also means to die at a very old age. You have not chosen death there. Death has chosen you. You have not chosen death. Death is coming and choosing you. Your stage should be you should choose death. Example, the greatest example in the history of mankind is Lord Buddha, Mahatma Buddha. At the time of his death, he died at a very ripe age of 80. And at the time of the death, he said, "Now my time has come." In the morning he said, all the disciples said, "What time?" He said, "My time has come. Now I have to die." And he chooses the place where he has to die, between the two sal trees. Between the two sal trees, that is the place. And this is how he was born in Lumbini, where there was a nature around. And he preferred, he wished, he wanted to die like this. It is not that death is coming to him. It is not untimely death. He knows that he is going to die and he says that, "I prefer this place between the two sal trees. This is the ideal place for me where I will die." And he makes the final announcement then time. Ki this is the Ananda, Appo Deepa Bhava. Be a light unto yourself in Pali language. This is the Pali word, Appo Deepa Bhava. Ananda, be a light unto yourself. Don't rely on me. I am not your light. You are your own light. You have to go on your own. You have to walk alone in this path. I am not the one. And he lives the body. So it is, you choose your death. Because he had lived his life as if he is living death already. He is not afraid of death. Otherwise everybody is afraid of death. Everybody is in pain at the time of leaving the body. There is very, 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 very minimal, very few souls we have seen who die very peacefully. Otherwise, most of them, they die in a very, very torture, in a state of torture, in a very, very painful manner. So, in order not to have that, we have to die alive. This is a sweet death. Maro he jogi maro. That is a one poem by one saint where he says, "Hey yogi, die now. Maro, hey yogi, maro. Hey yogi, hey yogi." There he is using the word yogi. Maro, hey yogi, maro. Hey yogi, you die. You have to die. This is a very sweet maran. In that next line he says, this is a very sweet death. That's why die now. Living death. Om Shanti.